We extol the God who is the Lord of Uma, the guru of the gods. We extol the cause of the perceivable universe. We extol he who has the radiance of emeralds, who shows the mudra of the deer, with which we've been offering our oblations to the fire, Mrig Mudra, also known as the wish-fulfilling tree. We extol he who is the Lord of all who are bound. We extol he whose three eyes are the sun, the moon, and the fire. We extol the beloved of Vishnu. We extol the refuge of all devotees and the giver of boons. We extol the consciousness of infinite goodness, the cause of bliss. O tongue, sing the praises of the Lord of the universe who dwells at Badri, Kedarnath, and wears ashes. He stays at Bhimashankar, Vaidyanath, Nageshwar, Rameshwaram, Omkareshwar, Mamaleshwaram, Mahankalam, Malikarjunam, Trambakam, Somnath. Om. We bow and meditate on the 11 forms of Rudra. And these are the 11 Jyotirlingams. We're going to be taking a pilgrimage this year. We're going to be visiting 6 of the Jyotirlingams and performing the yajna at all of them. The God who wears the part of the moon wears snakes. The supreme divinity wears skulls with Gauri on his left side, displaying 3 eyes and a garland of Rudraksha. He supports Ganga, who is running down from his matted locks of hair with a blue throat. The attained ones sing praises to the Lord of the universe with full devotion and seek his protection. Who is filled with peace, sitting in the full lotus posture with the moon on his forehead, with 5 faces and 3 eyes. He holds a trident, a thunderbolt, a sword, an axe, and shows the mudras which grant freedom from all fear in the 5 hands on his right side. A sword, a noose, bell, a small drum, and a curved sword are in those on his left side. His various ornaments are shining like gems and crystal. I bow to the husband of Parvati. Of white color like pure camphor, he is the embodiment of compassion, lord of the ocean of objects and relationships, who wears the king of snakes as a necklace. The snakes represent Kundalini Shakti. And he wears Shakti as an ornament. Now, what we call in the cosmos Mahashakti, all the energy, the infinity of energy, in the individual form, manifested existence, is called Kundalini. When we talk about sleeping Kundalini, it's only a poetic expression. Kundalini never sleeps. If she were, it would be, she could only sleep in a corpse. As long as there's movement, as long as there's life, there's the movement of Kundalini. The difficulty or the task before us is most of us are habituated to respond from the lower chakras. So Kundalini has a very short pilgrimage to make. From the Muladhara to the Swadhisthana and occasionally to the Manipur. And those of us who are reacting from base desires, our Kundalini has worn grooves into the ruts of the road in a very, very short distance. Now, when we awaken the Kundalini, that's the poetic way of saying we've awakened consciousness to the presence of Kundalini. Kundalini is always present, but consciousness is often asleep. We're thinking about other things. But when we awaken consciousness to the attitudes of love, of generosity, of organization, of universal qualities, then Kundalini makes a greater pilgrimage and we make new ruts for the ox cart to travel along. So to say that the snake is around Shiva's neck is to say that Kundalini is his ornament. He wears all energy as an ornament. I bow to he who always resides in the lotus of the heart of all existence, along with the divine mother of the universe. When Sharada Saraswati, who has performed inconceivable austerities of purification and spiritual discipline, is unable to know or write of your qualities, then what shall we be able to sing? You alone are mother and father. You alone are friend and relative. You alone are knowledge and wealth. Oh, my God of gods, you alone are everything. Any fault committed by the actions of my hands or feet, speech or body, my eyes, ears or mind, whether authorized or unauthorized, all of that, please forgive. Victory, victory to the ocean of compassion, the respected great God, illuminator of peace, upon whose head the moon resides, destroyer of the god of love, who supports Ganga, the cause of peace, at whose throat the snake shines, and also as the ornaments of his ears, and in whose third eye resides the fire of universal existence, with teeth of ivory, wearing a beautiful garment. He takes away the difficulties of the ocean of the three worlds. For the purpose of liberation, do what is necessary to stop the changes and modifications of consciousness, please. We meditate upon that universal consciousness, contemplate the great God. May that reliever of sufferings grant us increase. This bliss of supreme divinity, the highest pleasure, the only image of wisdom beyond all changes, the pure perception through the ether, the highest goal of all principles, one, eternal, pure, unmovable, the witness of the minds of all beings. Beyond all attributes, beyond the three gunas, I bow to he who is the true guru. From Narayan, Vishnu, to the lotus one, Brahma, to Vashishtha, to his disciple Shakti, to his son Parashar, to Vyas and Sukhdev, to Gaurapadacharya, to his disciple Mahant, and to the king of yogis, Govinda, in disciplic succession, to the respected Shankaracharya and his disciples, Padmapadacharya, Hastamalakacharya, Totakacharya, and Sureshwaracharya, and thereafter to other gurus. Always we bow the head. To he who has made manifest this existence and made the individual forms which move and move not, in order to perceive his lotus feet, I bow down to the respected guru. The guru is Brahma, guru is Vishnu, guru is the Lord Maheshwara. The guru is actually the supreme divinity, and therefore, we bow down to our guru. The repository of compassion described in the Vedas, the Shruti, in the histories and commentaries of Smriti, and in the Puranas, I bow down to the feet of that divinity, the cause of peace, cause of peace to the worlds. Again and again, we adore with worship Shankar and Keshava Vishnu, along with their spokesmen and commentators, Shankaracharya and Vedavyas, Badarayan. The supreme divinity is the soul of the guru, the image of divinity distinguished by attributes, who is indivisible like the sky. We bow to Dakshinamurti, the preferred image. Various excellent scented flowers which rise in their time, your devotees are offering for your worship. Please accept, O Supreme Lord. In Saurashtra, he is called Somnath, and in Sri Shaila Malik Arjunam, in Ujjina Mahankalam, in Omkara Parameshwaram, he is called Kedar, on the backside of the Himalayas, and in the south, Bhimashankaram, in Varanasi Vishwesham, in Gautama Triambakam. In Chittabhumi, the land of consciousness, he is called Vaidyanath, and in the forest of Dharuka, Nagesham, where they made the bridge, he is called Ramesham, and in the place of Shiva, Gushmesham. Whoever will read these 12 names upon rising in the early morning will be freed from bondage to sin and will attain the fruits of perfection. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. United with many gems and a multitude of various jewels, voluntarily accept my offering of a divine seat. With the offering of a seat, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness.